time to his sentence if he is convicted. Citing the severity of the crime, the district attorney will charge him as an adult, stripping him of the protections normally given to juveniles. Before the week is out, he will be facing the possibility of life imprisonment. But none of that has happened yet. For now, both teenagers are just taking the bus home from school. Surely it's not too late to stop things from going wrong. There must be some way to wake Sasha, divert Richard, get the driver to stop the bus. There must be something you can do. Oakland, California. Oakland, California is a city of more than 400,000 people, but it can still feel like a small town. Not small geographically, of course. The city sprawls across 78 square miles, stretching from the shallow, salty estuary at the edge of San Francisco Bay to the undulating green and gold hills where bobcats and coyotes roam. What makes it feel small is the web of connections, the way people's stories tangle together. Our lives make footprints, tracks in the snows of time. People know each other's parents or siblings, their aunties and cousins. They go to school together or worship together. They play sports on the same team or work in the same building. The tracks cross, the stories overlap. Oakland is considered one of the most diverse cities in the country. It's Asian and Latino, black and white, African, Arab, Indian, Iranian, Native American, and Pacific Islander. No one group is a majority. It has more lesbian couples per capita than any city in the nation, and one of the largest proportions of gay and lesbian-headed households. It's a city that prides itself on its open-mindedness, its lack of pretension, and its homegrown slang. Oaklanders say hella when they mean very, and hecka when they want to be polite about it. But for all its laid-back inclusiveness, Oakland is also a city of stark contrasts. In 2013, the year Sasha was burned, Oakland ranked 7th among American cities in income inequality, just below New York. Its per capita rate of violent crime made it the second most dangerous city in America, but its citizens still paid some of the highest rents in the country. Gravity works backward here. The money flows uphill. The wealthier neighborhoods in the hills boast good schools, low crime, and views of the bay. Thanks to the Bay Area's high-tech boom, long vacant historic buildings downtown are filling with startups, boutiques peddling handmade jeans, and night spots serving 7-ingredient cocktails. But little of this good fortune spilled over into the flatlands of East Oakland, where Richard lived. This is where the bulk of the city's murders happen. 2/3 of them in 2013. The schools are shabbier here. The test scores are lower. There's more trash on the streets, more roaming dogs, more liquor stores, fewer grocery stores. The median strips are ragged with weeds. The 57 bus travels through both kinds of neighborhoods, traversing an 11-mile path from one end of the city to the other. It begins at the northwest corner of Oakland and lumbers diagonally through the city, crossing the middle-class foothills where Sasha lived and where Richard went to school, and then chugging along MacArthur Boulevard for 120 blocks. The route terminates at the city's southeast border, close to Richard's house. Each afternoon, the two teenagers' journeys overlapped for a mere 8 minutes. If it hadn't been for the 57 bus, their paths might never have crossed at all. Part 1. Sasha. Tumbling, adapted from Sasha's Tumblr page. Favorite vegetable, bok choy. Favorite animals, cat and cuttlefish. Favorite type of movie, dream sequences. 3 best qualities, navigation. My friends seem to like me. Purple. Of course I like hats. Anyone who doesn't is wrong. I like compliments.